listening to WCNO Palm City.
Hey, everyone. Before we begin, a quick update. In today's episode of Seeds of Hope with Dell and Penny, featuring special guest Rhett Palmer, you'll hear them talk about an event scheduled for November 22nd at Memorial Island. Unfortunately, that event has since been moved to JC Beach. Please make note of that if you are planning to attend. And now, on with the show.
He said, "Why are you so angry?" "Well, my father died, and I was mad at God." The guy ends up going, the young man goes up to the guy and hugs him, kisses him on the cheek, and they pray together. Wow. And there was a soul converted right there while it's being videotaped on a bus in New York City. Because the preacher was relentless with his love. We are called to love, not judge. Mm-hmm. Stop with the judgment.
I think one of the things we have to learn the most, and I think Penny was almost about to get into it, is that we are in a spiritual battle. Yes. That's what this is. Mm-hmm. That's what you saw on that bus was a spiritual battle. It's good versus evil. And that's why our nation is the way it is, because it is a spiritual battle for this nation.
Paul said, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities of light and darkness." That all sounds like a fantasy movie or something. Yeah. Oh, come on now.
Evil powers of darkness. I mean, it's just...
We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principles of light and darkness.
And so that's what we need to see, that it is a spiritual battle going on in our nation. And you know, whether you believe in demons or not, there is... I don't know how anybody could not, because we're seeing them. You just gave examples of it.
Yes.
We are walking in a minefield.
That's it.
to coin the title of Dell's book. And
but the point is how we battle it is
through prayer,
spiritual,
and fasting.
Well, I often wonder if God says you're playing Christianity. Well, what do you mean? Well, when's the last time that I haven't fasted and prayed in 30 years? Honestly fasting. When I remember I told you I fast for 3 days? I haven't done that. And who wants to? And, you know,
and it's deny yourself.
You know, you have to figure Catherine Coleman and these other people. Who was the guy that was the plumber that could pray with people and cancer would be healed and all this stuff?
And also the next
prophet coming down the street or evangelist not going to necessarily be in a tie and jacket, because God chooses the foolish things of the world to confound those that are wise in their own eyes. Mm-hmm. Hey, look, you got two ladies sitting right here, right? You're calling prayer, right? Well, they're ladies. Yeah. Well, who was first at the resurrection site?
There you go.
Who?
Ladies.
Yeah, two ladies.
Mary, Martha.
Yeah. There you go. So, and you two are initiating this thing and on prayer. And so it's coming up November 22nd. Everybody can pray. It's a Saturday, it's the 22nd. It's going to be from 11 to 12. If you have to stay where you are, you're not. There's no way for you to get to Vero Beach, Florida, to the Memorial Island. It's a island. It's an island that was given by a real estate family in town here. It starts with an M. I forget the last name, but they gave it years ago to the community. And so we could have been, you know, you could have put maybe 5 multi-million-dollar houses on it. Instead, it was dedicated to the community, and you can go there and pray. And that's what we're going to do on November 22nd at 11 a.m.
I'm tempted to tell a story.
Do.
Mm-hmm. No, really don't. We're talking about fasting and prayer, and the Lord just keeps bringing this. And I want to
obey. Tell us.
So I want to do it so that it will touch someone that— maybe it'll speak to someone out there who's asking about fasting and prayer. There was a time when it was 7:07:07, and they held this huge thing in Orlando. And Ken Malone was there. Dutch Sheets was there. Many prophetic people that, you know, if you talked about the prophetic, they would know. James Gall, different ones. And so I decided to take 40 days and fast, and I did this. And I did 40 days, which I did just liquids. When I got to that conference, I still remember this, and I don't know why. Someone else needs to hear it, but it was like the worship was just like it was never before. It was like being in the presence of God like never. And I remember everyone broke for lunch. I didn't break for lunch. I broke on the floor. And I was on the floor, and I was weeping like a baby, and I couldn't quit. And I went up to Ken Malone, and I said, "Ken." And he goes, "Stay where you are. Don't talk. Just don't go out of where you are. You just stay on that floor where you are. And it sounds kind of harsh, but what he knew was God was speaking to me then. And if you start talking to me, you are going to interrupt the spirit that is speaking to you. Well, what he ended up doing, my book, Daily Seeds, Seeds of Grace, that's where it was birthed. I get chills remembering it. And I remember just writing different things on there to really begin that book, because it's like the pathway was clear. There was nothing. But I remember the weeping just on that floor. And by the time I came to, people were coming back. It was like I was in almost like another place. People were coming back in to come back in for the session after lunch. I never even had lunch. But see, that's the point. When you get so out of yourself, you can get so into the Lord and allow him to speak. And that's what we want, is for people to get out of their self and be able to hear from the Lord, as Penny's saying, then, Lord, how do you want me to pray? Yes, if my people are called. But, Lord, what do you want us to repent for? Mm-hmm. And so it's real, this fasting and prayer. There is an end to it. There is a reason for it, for us to draw closer to the Lord.
Yes.
And that's it. Yeah.
Hey, Doolin. How's the time here?
Let me check.
All right. You'll have to edit that out, by the way. Yeah. Okay.
I love your analogy that you said earlier about the milk carton.
Uh-huh.
You know, that fasting is like pouring the milk out so that we can put something
else in. What are you going to pour out?
That's it.
Whatever's in the carton is coming out.
Pour out your confessions.
Yes.
Pour out your sins. Pour out the sins of the nation.
Right.
Well, I think when you fast,
and
though, what you do is you're,
prayer.
You're cleansing yourself so the Holy Spirit can be in there. Then when you're mm-hmm. poured out as an offering, you're pouring out the Holy Spirit.
Lots of reasons for fasts. It was repentance, as we've mentioned, worship and thanksgiving, resisting evil and temptation, guidance to hear from God,
mm-hmm.
and, of course, breakthrough, praying for breakthrough in certain situations. So those can be some of the reasons that we fast, and we certainly need some breakthrough in America.
Yeah, I was just going to say, when you said breakthrough, I think that's it. We need a breakthrough in America, number one, for both sides to come together.
Yeah.
That it is not about them individually. It is about coming together for the people in this country mm-hmm. that are hurting. And once they come together, it will help mend. You know, you think of a jacket. Back in the old days, we used to sew, you know. When something was ripped, you know what? You gave it to Mom and she sewed it. Why? Because something was torn. And our nation is being torn apart. Mm-hmm. We need to stitch it back together. And the Lord has given us a way to stitch it back together.
And he is the only way.
He
our
is.
President isn't going to do it.
Yes.
Man is not going to do it.
Yes.
We need revival. We need God. We need Jesus Christ to mend our nation.
And I believe that is the part of the spiritual war that's going on, is there are so many revivals breaking out in these colleges, breaking out in these schools. I just heard of one in Michigan where there were thousands of kids. Just this past week, this past week, thousands of kids at one of the colleges in Michigan, and they were baptizing. Well, that's where the spiritual war comes in, because we've got pockets of revival all over right now.
The turning point.
The enemy doesn't like it. He doesn't want it. So what is he doing? He's making the darker darker. But no, we have to believe that the brighter can get brighter.
Amen.
And that's what we are coming together to pray for.
Yes.
When, Brett? When is it?
November 22nd.
Okay.
Saturday the 22nd, 11 a.m. Wherever you are, fall into fasting and praying, if you will.
And
if you want to come to Vero Beach, come to the Memorial Island. Just plug it in your GPS. Memorial Island, Vero Beach, Florida.
If you can't, get together with others. And if you can, fast and pray on the 19th, 20th, and 21st, leading up to that 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
And the week after that's Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Then you can fast. Then you can give thanks.
Then you can feast.
You can feast.
Well, the thing is, have you ever fasted and then you come out of the fast and whatever you eat sure tastes good? Your taste buds are heightened, you know, your ability to taste and enjoy.
Just think of how the Thanksgiving meal is going to taste.
Well, have you ever been in church? Maybe this will sound weird, but have you ever been in church on Sunday and you're getting towards the end and all of a sudden I'll get this idea of something I want? And it's like the Lord's giving you a gift because, like, I'm going to give you an extra appetite for this. Enjoy yourself. That sounds crazy. Did that ever happen to you or no?
Not really, but
well, maybe food is love to me, you know?
Yeah. No, but I sit there thinking, okay, I'm going to go home. What am I going to make for breakfast?
Yeah, so, I know. That's what we women are thinking. What am I going to make?
Yeah, what am I going to make for breakfast? Do I have enough eggs? Do I have bacon
in the
fridge?
Ingredients?
Do I have to stop at the store on the way home?
Just think of it. When you're fasting, you don't have to think about any of
that. You go.
Just empty yourself and fill with the Lord.
It's funny. I wonder what people could hear what people are thinking. And I went to, where did I go recently? I went to Oceans. And, you know, and he just got back from Africa and he's given this great, you know, lecture, storytelling, whatever you call it, preaching. And I was wondering about the people, you know, because sometimes your mind drift. Mm-hmm. You ever been, you're talking to somebody and they say something and all of a sudden you go, I mean, just the other day, Barbara says to me, she said, we were at some place, they're talking, and these two are talking, and then she's, Rhett, did we lose you? And it was like, yeah. Where were you? I don't know how. I ended up in Mozambique somehow, and I was riding on a camel preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Come back here. We're standing in the furniture store, remember? We're talking to this guy.
Totally get that with my ADD brain.
Yeah, well, you key off on one thing, you know. It's the hyper-focus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why, actually, generally, having two people in the studio with me doesn't work. Because I met Larry King, and I found it from, like, in his book, his son said, well, he has ADHD. What did you just call it? ADHD.
ADD,
yeah,
ADHD.
I have that. But he said the opposite. That's the negative.
Mm-hmm.
You're scattered all over the place. But when I get one person in here, mm-hmm. I have a gift of hyper-focus that most people don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And you become my universe. And my job mm-hmm. is to pluck from you, pull mm-hmm. out from you, your stories and, you know, not mm-hmm. having an agenda to do evil, but... And mm-hmm. people can sense that, and all of a sudden, then they blossom, they open wide open, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because.
Well, that's like our show, too. We bring authors on.
Yeah.
And we bring them on for the purpose that other people can hear about their books, they can hear why they wrote it, they can get the background of it. And that's why we love to have other authors on our show for that very special reason.
And what's novel about your show is that it's very peaceful. I would say you somehow. The Holy Spirit through you to ministers peace. Would you agree with that?
I hope so. We try.
Well, you know, there's so much yelling on you know, CNN or CBN or whatever.
Hope, because there is hope, and there is hope for America, but we need to do our part. We need to pray. And when we add the fasting, it just becomes all the more powerful.
You can go to their podcast, go Seeds of Hope, right?
With Dell and Penny.
And don't forget, November 22nd, 11 o'clock at Memorial Island or wherever you are. Pray and fast, November 11th. Pray for the country, right? Thanks for coming on, ladies.
Thank you.
All right. It's a new day if you want it to be. Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting It's a New Day.
Sun, you paint the sky with light. With the glory and the splendor of your name. Before the world was formed, you